Oh god, we don't want the video.
This is all new and exciting. Oh, I can see you both now. This is exciting. Maybe I should get on the act.
Jeez.
Am I in?
Massive.
We've never done video before. This is crazy.
You feel like you're too close.
I can only see Joel, if that makes any
difference. Yeah, that's it. Like yes. A deep brain. Yeah.
So my fat head takes up the whole screen.
We're all doing video, Sam.
Are you?
Yeah.
No, yeah. You don't want to do that.
Are you naked again, Sam? We've had words about this.
Shh. Shush.
I can't pick my nose now on the video.
Yeah, I know.
There he is.
Luckily, I can still fart because you can't see that. You ready?
Yeah, go for it.
3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome everyone to a special edition of the Devon Dice podcast. We're calling it Devon Dice Disconnect, mainly because we can't think of a better name. I am your quizzical host for the episode, Lewis Jones. Based on the feedback from our Christmas quiz and as part of our 10,000 download celebrations, we're making a short series of quiz episodes for everyone to flex their board game knowledge. If you don't like quizzes, it might be best to turn off now. Your download has already been counted anyway, so we're cool with that. Normal Devon Dice podcast will resume as scheduled, but we hope you'll stick around, as it's not just us at Devon Dice who'll be quizzing away. No, we have arranged for some far more entertaining and interesting people from the board game world to come and play with us. In this first episode, it's an honour to be joined by Fiona, one half of the board gaming blog site The Game Shelf, who seem to churn out insightful and interesting board game reviews at an impossible rate. Welcome, Fiona.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Pleasure to have you. And of course, joining me as well is the godfather himself, the founder and editor-in-chief of Devon Dice. It's Joel Wright.
Hello, I like that, godfather. I'm going to change my title now.
And our final quizzer is Devon Dice's very own technological marvel. It's the man with the plan who can when he's not doing up his house. It's Sam Freeman.
Even when I'm doing up the house, which I've been doing all day today as well. So hello, everybody.
Look at that. You can pull it all off.
Pull what off?
Right.
Okay, that's a different podcast.
It's a family show. So, Fiona, it's very nice to have you along. How are things going with you guys?
Things are going good. Not quite as much gaming as we'd normally enjoy. It's too sunny outside.
Fair enough. And can't help noticing we've not got Amy.
No, she hates quizzes. So it wasn't really the podcast for her.
Well, nobody's perfect, eh? Nobody's perfect.
Hence the reason she's on beer delivery duty at 9
o'clock. Exactly, yeah. scheduled in 25 minutes.
Fantastic. And can't help noticing that you guys have recently released your new top 10, all-time top 10.
Indeed. Well, my top 10.
Oh, it's your top 10.
This is just my opinions.
Fine. Does Amy have a separate one as well?
She does. She normally writes it in a few months' time.
Oh, spread it out.
Yeah.
Do you get many crossovers between the two, or do you guys have quite different tastes?
I think with this list, we'll probably cross over about 5.
Yeah.
She tends to prefer, or she doesn't mind conflict in games. I hate conflict in games because I normally lose. And she quite likes miniatures games, dungeon crawls, which not my kind of thing.
Fair enough. Can't help noticing as well, you two seem to be big fans of board game cafes. Is that right?
Indeed. Amy actually works at a board game cafe, the Ludicrous in Croydon.
Wow, okay.
Nice.
And as game reviewers, we kind of like using board game cafes to try all the new games. So we normally should look in advance, see what the board game cafes have got in stock and make a plan for the 4-hour session that we're there to try as many as possible.
Wow, pretty good. How many do you get through normally in a 4-hour session?
We deliberately try and pick short ones, so we might get through maybe 6 games. So.
Oh, that's some speed, that is.
That ticks a lot off the list.
Yeah. Do you learn them before you get there, or do you just learn them on the fly?
Well, to be accurate, Amy learns them while we're there. I sit back and have a beer.
I want your job.
Pretty good.
And on your site as well, on your blog, you've got a pretty comprehensive sort of map type thing, haven't you? That sort of shows all the UK board game cafe sites. Is that right?
Yeah, I think of it as an ambition to visit them all.
Yeah.
We're nowhere near. We've probably visited 6 out of, I think the list is about 40 now around the UK.
That's pretty impressive considering about, what, 2 years ago there were like 2. So,
exactly.
It's pretty incredible growth.
Popping up all over the place. So one day we'll have a giant road trip.
Make sure you factor extra into that and come and check out our one and only board game cafe.
Which one would that be?
That's Board.
Okay. Yeah, I know that one.
In Exeter. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't have necessarily the biggest board game collection, but it's a nice little cafe.
No, I think it's on our list, so it's one to be checked off.
Give us
a shout when you come down, yeah.
Will do.
And you've also been to some abroad as well, is that right?
Yeah, so I travel quite a lot with my day job, so I always try and fit in a few board game cafes while I'm alone in rather than sitting alone in a hotel room.
Yeah.
Recently... Awesome. I've checked out a few in different places in Canada, so Vancouver, Montreal. We normally find some when we're holidaying in Spain.
Find
some language independent games to play.
Nice. So do you just go there on your own then, or?
That's the beauty of having a wife who plays board games.
Okay. So she comes on your business trips with you, does she?
Work trips are harder. I often go and have a beer and look longingly at board games. That's the one thing I wish board game cafes did better, kind of facilitating lonely people. But it tends to be turn up with a group and play with that group at most cafes. So.
Yeah. And also, you sometimes delve into the wonderful world of Kickstarter as well. Is that right?
Yeah, we have strict rules for ourselves on Kickstarter.
Rules are important. In board game collections. I keep telling Joel this.
The collection rules, they're a little bit different. They're on the floor.
Yeah.
A bit like mine.
But Kickstarter, we back one game a month. That's the rule. So some months are pretty challenging.
Oh, yeah. So in the classic Dice Hospital versus Seventh Continent month, which one, what did you go for?
Seventh Continent.
Of course.
Good choice.
Yeah.
Good choice.
And it's sitting on the shelf and it hasn't been played.
So sorry. Here. What are you doing? Get it out. It's so good.
I'm sure.
It's so good.
But yeah, there's a lot on the shelf of shame.
Well, it's what happens, though, isn't it? Sometimes you just not enough hours in the day.
Indeed. We've not got through our UK Games Expo hall yet by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
And I'm talking about the 2017 hall.
Yeah.
Still not done it.
A lot of my hall went back in the bring and buy this year. That's like, oh. I'm never going to do that.
You can tell when you go around the bring and buy those hot games from last year.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a little bit sad to see.
You have to look carefully for those, though, in between all of the works cheapo deals that crop up. The 15,000 copies of Madame Ching and whatever.
Yeah.
I did go in for Snow Tales in the last couple of weeks, though.
Ah, Snow Tales is good.
Yeah, that was down at about £11, so.
Nice.
That was on the shelf of shame.
Was that the Asmodee version, or was that the Renegade one?
Renegade.
Is it Renegade? Yeah. I was a sucker. I had to pay extra for the nice blue and white kind of Asmodee cover. Sucker for an attractive box.
Bro, and you also do a bit of writing for some other people as well, Fiona, is that right?
Yeah, so we started writing for Zartu Games probably about 12 months ago. Obviously, they're a board game retailer, or just an online retailer, I believe.
Yeah.
But they have a very large team of sort of casual reviewers, probably about 30 or so now, putting written content up on the games that they have for sale. And then whilst there, I bumped into Nick Welford from Board Deck and Dice, who's a big part of Board Game Exposure. And he invited me to join them. They're kind of you'd probably call it a board game review syndicate. So they pass around the review copies.
Yeah, yeah.
So a publisher gets perhaps 4 reviews out of a single review copy rather than, you know, just one. So it's a good deal for the publishers. A lot more exposure, as is in the name. Mm-hmm. And it means a lot more new games pass across our front doorstep, which is exciting for us.
Sounds ideal. Right, so I think we shall grill you a bit more in a bit, but without further ado, should we get started with the quiz?
Let's go for it.
So this quiz is all about connections. So each quizzer will be given 3 cryptic clues to board games or board game related things. Quizzers will be required to identify these things and then critically identify what connects all 3. There's 1 point available for each of the 3 clues and 1 point for the connection. There's a further bonus point available depending on how many pointers and how much help the quizzer needed, awarded at my discretion. And if the quizzer fails to fully answer any part of a question, it can be opened up to the other contestants to try and chip in for bonus points. So...
And if you haven't realised, yeah, it's just like Linky.
It's not like Linky. it's what it's more a shameless copy of is the Round Britain quiz on Radio 4. Just
you're so old
purely
before your time.
Radio 4 was amazing. You take that back.
No.
Right. Okay, so Fiona, you're up first. Throw you in at the deep end. So you'll see the first connection, which is what connects a 2000 medieval tile laying game set in southern France, a 2017 high wire balancing act, and a 2014 small but mighty fantasy 4X game.
Wow. Well, the first one is thankfully easy, and I think is the only one I'm going to get right. year 2000 medieval tile laying game would be Carcassonne.
Correct.
And now I'm stuck. so I think.
Oh.
Not your turn, Joel. Not your turn.
I know.
4X games. Don't think I've ever played a 4X game. This is going well. 2014, small but mighty.
Small but mighty is the key there. I think of a little.
Oh, we're on a move.
I have a tiny inkling that it might be a game called Pocket Imperium.
Oh, close but no.
Oh, well, that's the only game I can think of.
so you kind of, when you said you had a something inkling, you kind of started with it.
What?
I thought you were going to say it. Something that's small, another word for small.
Okay. Okay. Tiny Epic Galaxies?
It's close, but it's fantasy.
Oh, I don't know which one that is. Tiny Epic Kingdoms?
Correct.
Okay. Right, that's 2.
That's 2. Going strong. So it's just the 2017 High Wire Balancing Act.
I mean, it sounds circus-like, so Meeple Circus?
Correct.
Okay. Tiny Epic Kingdoms, Meeple Circus, and Carcassonne. And what a connection.
What connects them?
Well, they all have meeples?
Correct.
Yes!
And for that, I'll give you the full 5 points. I don't think you needed many pointers there.
Thank you very much.
Very good start. I wasn't expecting anyone to get 5, certainly on the first one.
I like to exceed expectations.
I'm gonna have to make it harder next time. Okay, so that's a great start. How are you other boys feeling?
Yeah, that was easy.
I was expecting a much more difficult connection. The way you started this quiz off was like, oh, it's going to be like this. I thought, oh, God, I'm really bad at only connect. This is going to be dreadful. But it's a bit more like if Mrs. Brown's boys and only connect, so that's okay.
I'm pleased
I look forward to you not getting 5 points.
Yeah, I'm pleased to your
You're going to eat those words, aren't you, Sam?
Yeah. Cannot wait.
That's well, Joel, who writes the quiz.
Yeah. I've got a question. I've just taken a few clues from yours. Okay, Joel, you're up next. So you should see your question appearing here. And it's, what connects a 2015 polar opposite worker allocation game with a story to tell, a 2012 empty imperial game of space exploration, and a 2015 area control and set collection game, which is over quicker than it takes light from the sun to reach Earth?
I've got a feeling you went easy on Throner, because now I'm like, whoa.
I take it all back.
He went
they're
easy.
All easy when you know him. They're all easy when you know
just him. Because she's the guest.
I know the answer is number two.
Oh, well, give Joel his chance, but that's good to put the pressure on. Empty. Which one are you looking at, Joel? Think out
loud. Well, I'm trying to figure out two. 2002, empty Imperial game. Okay. Empty.
What's another two more empty? You should know this. You're a plumber. What do you call this space between a wall?
A void. Empires of the Void?
Correct.
Ah. Okay. Right. Empires of the Void, number two. I wonder what that was. A polar, so cold eyes. Opposite. Polar opposite. No, it can't be that. Opposite worker allocation game with a story to tell. A couple of years ago. When was that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Sam's got it.
Yeah. Yep, and the connection already.
well,
from two, I'm assuming I know what the connection must be.
Yeah. That throws you.
Set collection game, which is over quicker than it takes. No.
And so you're looking at a 2015 area control and set collection game, which is over quicker than it takes light from the sun to reach Earth.
That's not your favourite game, Photosynthesis.
It's not, no.
No, that's too old. Area control.
How long does it take light from the sun to reach Earth?
Seconds?
No.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that one. Right.
Okay, fine. Go back to the one that you haven't got then, which is the one everyone else has got, which
polar
is a 2015.
Opposite work allocation game with a story to tell.
Do you know what? A lot more crisp than Fiona's.
Yeah, I'm getting this. I knew all Fiona's straight away. Now I'm just stuck.
Come on. So, story to tell. Story to opposite. Tell. The name's got opposites in it. Anything? No?
No.
Okay, well, pause there a second. I think Fiona, was it you claimed that you knew this one first, or was it Sam?
Fiona, you claimed... did you not claim that one first, or did I? I can't remember.
Two.
Is it the second one first? I can't remember.
Go on, Sam. Fiona's already got five. What's
we'll say it
one?
Together. We'll say it together. We'll say it together. Three, two, one. Above and below.
Correct.
Just to make you feel worse.
One of my favourite games.
Yeah, I know. That's why I thought this one was good for you.
Oh, no.
Anyway, it's not over yet. So you can still go for the connection and that might help you get number three. Or you can get number three.
Blow. Oh, what was the... Oh, Empires of Void. I don't really know Empires of Void, so I don't even know what goes on in it. We talking about? Nah, I'm going to. Another game?
Well, you nearly said it. I think. I was watching your mouth.
Twilight Imperium. No, it's not. Twilight. Is it Twilight Imperium?
No.
No.
Empires of the Void and Above and Below. You've got enough there to get the connection.
And the third one, potentially, if you get the connection.
If you get the connection, I'll get the third one.
You got the third one, Sam?
Yeah, yeah. Well, 2015's a little bit of a twisty noodly one.
Area control, set collection.
I think it might actually be 2012 for the third one.
Is it? Oh, I might have missed it.
Yeah.
Is it 2012?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you?
There's a version that came out in 2015 as well.
Oh, that's probably what I
I was probably whizzing through.
So there's a second edition.
Whizzing through getting dates.
Yeah. Still don't know.
I was.
Eric.
I might have just typed it as well. Right.
Oh, yeah, the set collection.
Anyway, you got it. Anyway, okay, Joe, I think you've had enough time.
Yeah.
So, which of Fiona and Sam knew number three first?
I think Sam knew it way before.
Go on then, Sam. What's number three?
8 Minute Empire.
It is correct. Joel, do you want to let one go at the connection? Have you got it now?
No.
Okay. who had the connection first out of Sam and Fiona? I don't know again.
We'll say it together again.
Say it together for bonus point.
Three, two, one. Red Lion Raven Rocket. Games.
I have even written that down as both of those as the correct answer because they are one and the same, basically, aren't they? So that was connects them all the same publisher, Red Raven Games, and all the same designer and art and just about everything else, which is Ryan Lockett.
This quiz is rubbish. We're not doing it again. That's it. This is the last quiz we're doing.
Right, Sam, are you ready?
Yeah, go for it.
Bring back reverse a word. That's it. Reverse a game is coming back.
Reverse a game, bring it back.
I listened to that earlier, please don't.
No. It's agonizing. Half an hour of us all going,
Oh, it weren't that bad. Right.
Okay, Sam, so here's yours. It's What Connects, a 2013 worker placement game that will wake you up and make you hit the bottle. A 2013 sci-fi worker placement game that will lead you to ecstasy, and a 2015 book that will build you some capital.
I know number one.
A book?
Book, not a board game.
Say what? Okay. 2013 worker placement game. Okay, so that was the year I really first got into board gaming properly. So what came out? What worker placement games around that time? Make you hit the bottle. And I'm thinking stuff around that time would have been things like Lords of Waterdeep and I'm just trying to come up with worker placement games around that time. I'm going to come back to that one in a minute. Okay. 2013 sci-fi worker placement game that will lead you to ecstasy. 2013 lead you to ecstasy worker placement game. I mean, trying to think of. I mean, there's things like Euphoria, but I don't think that's. Oh God! Right. Okay. Cool. Euphoria. Right. Perfect. Okay. Good start. Okay. Viticulture is number one.
Correct.
In that case, and number three. 2015 book. A book. Right. So I've got to try and. I mean, both of those games are obviously Stonemaier games. So, did Jamie Stegmaier? Did he write a book about running Kickstarters or something?
He did. Very well done. What's its name?
Oh, God. Jeez. Did you just invent that one just quickly? I'll replace a game with a book and make screw him up. I've got no idea what the name of the title is. I'll have to give that one up to everyone else because I've no idea.
I think I'm going to give it to you for the fact that you knew that he wrote the book about Kickstarter. It's called a Crowdfunder's Strategy Guide, Build a Better Business by Building Community.
Bounce off the tongue. Just... Perfect. But yeah, they're all Jamie Stegmaier titles or Stonemaier games.
Correct. Well, that's the first round. Well done. Very well done to everyone. You've all done a lot better than I thought you were going to, which is all quite impressive. Sam and Fiona both with full 5 points on their questions. Joel picked up one. but the current scores with bonus points as well at the moment are Fiona on 7, Joel on 1, and Sam on 8.
Ooh.
So let's move on to
this round. In we need to be a lot more strict about how quick we know one of the answers. Then so we don't miss two. One will share the point, kind of stuff.
Yeah.
However much I don't like confrontation either, Fiona. But
I'm here to win.
Quiz format.
So if you know one, just say I know connection. I know one. I know two. I know three. And then keep track of who did it because I'll probably be listening to whoever's answering the question. Okay, so next one up is for Fiona. Fiona, we got another one for you here, which is What Connects, a 2014 medieval romp South of Paris, a 2011 couples creation that lets you leave a family legacy, and a 2016 North American motorsport game that completes a trilogy.
This is definitely harder than my first one.
Number three, straight away. Okay, not to put the pressure on at all, Fiona.
Well, it's already on.
Yeah.
I'm going to, I think I might know number two. I didn't think it was as early as 2011. That's the problem. I thought two was possibly Village because it's Inca and Marcus Brand. Yeah. It's 2011. Wow. Yeah.
Oh, I know one, two, and three.
Has been proven right.
Trying Joel, to redeem you know what yourself. Three?
I think so.
Oh, Joel's ready to jump in.
Medieval French romp south of Paris. That's very specific. I don't know where is south of Paris.
Basically, pretty much any Italy. French city.
Yeah. Unless it can't be Carcassonne again. That's the only one I know. Yeah. And North American motorsport game that completes the trilogy. Oh, wow. North American motorsport game that completes the trilogy will be Automobiles.
Correct.
Oh.
I can't see a connection here at all, but okay.
No, I'm struggling with the connection as well.
I mean, did dead people run over by car? That's, I know. 2014 Medieval French romp. I need clues.
Clues. let's have a little think. You've kind of got it. You just kind of need to know the.
Oh, I've done is read the question.
Yeah, well, it's good. It's a pretty. That one was supposed to be the easy. Everyone jumped straight away. You got the hard ones first. just think of a French city that's pretty near, just the south.
South of Paris.
I can think
of the old French world.
Yeah, the only French board game I have in mind is Notre Dame, which is up in Paris.
Damn, no.
Is there like a clock here?
There isn't really
until it gets passed over.
There isn't a clock, but I'll. If I can see.
Orléans,
correct. And are you Googling?
No, I'm just thinking of French cities. They all have you either putting things into or pulling them out of a bag.
They all have bag building elements, correct?
Yeah. That's the thing.
Full 5 points again. I need to make this quiz harder.
Or give clues more readily to knock down people's points.
Yeah, maybe I should, yeah. Right, Joel, are you ready?
No.
So, Joel, your next question is, what connects a 2010 drafting game set in the ancient world, a 2014 Turkish game of trading, and a 2017 smash hit puzzle series?
No, two.
I know one and three.
Damn, straight in there. Yep. Waiting for these bonuses.
Drafting game set in the ancient world.
That's the one I have the least faith in getting a bonus point from.
I don't know what's it called. I can't remember what it's called. Number one's not Valley of the Kings, is it?
No. So it's 2010, so it's a very early draft.
Very early.
Perhaps the original, or argued as one of the original drafts.
I know the connection.
No, not deck builder, drafting.
7 Wonders.
Correct.
Oh. I want to say it was ancient world. Okay. Whatever.
It's the 7 Wonders of the ancient world.
All right, point. Okay, fine.
Yeah, so you got the first one.
Turkish game of trading.
Oh, of course. I was so slow with that. Yeah, it's fine.
Worth getting
you should be disappointed,
first.
Sam.
Yeah.
Puzzles.
Yeah, this is your thing.
I know, it's one of my favourite games too.
Number three is not the Exit games, is it?
It is, yeah.
Oh, okay. Exit, 7 Wonders. Turkish game of trading.
Yeah. And I've got the connection now. Oh God, I'm slow in this
late.
One.
You were too late.
2014, going back there.
Right, that's your...
Turkish game of trade. Oh, is it Istanbul?
Yeah.
It is that Istanbul, yeah.
So the connection is. That's what I'm confused about. nothing to do with Spiel des Jahres.
It is. In fact, they've all won Spiel des Jahres.
Yeah, Kenner Spiel.
Apart from Seven Wonders, because Seven Wonders
was before, which is why I didn't make it purely Kenner Spiel.
That's what was confusing me. I was like, I don't think it won anything.
They have all won a Kenner Spiel award.
Ah, okay. All right.
Well, not Kenner Spiel. They've all won a Spiel award.
A Spiel award. Okay. Yeah,
good.
The Seven Wonders was technically before Kenner Spiel existed, so it would just won Spiel des Jahres. A full 5 points for Joel.
He's back in the game.
I'm coming.
In the game. I didn't give you much clue, did I, in the end? Or maybe I should have been harsher there. You did need a lot.
Be harsh.
All right, 4 points for Joel.
and if you want to know, this is Sam's last episode he's on now.
Actually, because Joel needs a bit of a hand because he had the hardest first question, we'll boost that up. Right, where are we at now? So it's Sam's question.
Yep.
Okay, so we've got it here. Sam, here comes your question, and it is, what connects a 2017 abstract game of photon harvesting, a 2015 game set on the east coast of North America where you reach for the clouds, and a 2016 Regal game of matching tiles?
Oh, my good giddy aunt. Okay. So a game, abstract game of last year, photon harvesting. Is that Sol?
No.
I know three and one. Okay. But
Joel knows one.
More abstract than that, I'm assuming, then. Photon harvesting.
It's Regal what? Game.
No. Petrichor.
Not Petrichor.
I think I know three now.
Not gonna get it.
I'm confused by that one. Right, okay, let's look on to the next one. 2015 game set.
Before we move on, I'm just going to throw out number one to the.
Already?
Yeah.
You lose.
I'll give you one more shot at number one. Go on, give you one more.
I'm going to sort of look at the others now to see. I'll see if I get a connection that will get me that one. So, 2015 game set on the east coast of North America, where you reach for the clouds. East coast of North America.
You pretty much always know if I've given a kind of direction or location.
Okay, I know number two.
Yeah, no, it's, I'm just trying working my way up and down that East Coast, trying to think of the different states, and reaching for the clouds. Okay, so I'm thinking
and
that
I know the connection.
New York 1901.
Yeah, New York 1901. Correct.
Okay, so 2016
building skyscrapers just for people at home. If you...
So 2016 Regal game of matching tiles. Is that Royals?
Nope.
Oh, nuts. That would have been the reprint of Royals. So that would have been right. Nuts. Regal game of matching tiles. Oh, hang on. Yeah.
Struggling.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to throw some of these out and then let you come back to the connection.
Yeah, sure.
Unless you've got anything as a last minute. So number one for Joel, what did you think it was, Joel?
Photosynthesis.
It is photosynthesis.
Oh, God. I actually said it in earlier.
Yeah, exactly.
I've even written it. I thought... I've always tried to make number one like the really easy one to get. Yeah, and you guys all got it last.
I played it for the first time a couple of weeks ago as well. It's really irritating. So photosynthesis was number one, and then New York 1901 was number two.
It's a 2015.
So they're all blue-orange games, so the Regal game is King Domino.
Correct.
And they're all blue-orange games.
They are, but you miss out on the bonus fifth point, unfortunately.
That's fine.
So that brings us to the end of the open questions, and the current scores are Fiona on 12, Joel on 7.
Whoop!
Sam on 5, 8, 9, 10, 11. So it's all to play for in this final one. And in this final one, I'm going to bring out each section, each question, one at a time. And the first person to shout out that they've got it will get a point.
I'm going to lose.
And on top of that, the person who gets the connection this round will get 2 points. So the first one is a 2016 Tour de Force with a hand management mechanic.
I've got it.
Yeah, go on then, Sam.
Yeah, it's Flamme Rouge. No,
it is
2016, idiot.
No, it's Flamme Rouge.
It is Flamme Rouge.
Was that not last year?
No.
I thought I'd shot myself in the foot straight away.
It just got a lot bigger last year. It came out a lot more. But okay, so that's an extra bonus point for Sam. The next one is a 2005 fortuitous temple run.
Joel.
Go on then, Joel.
Escape.
It's not Escape, I'm afraid.
Fiona.
Yeah, Fiona, what you got?
Ink and Gold.
It is, in fact, Ink and Gold.
I knew it was wrong when I saw the date.
And the last one, and you, also someone can shout if they find the connection already. The final and last one is a 2011 medieval French dice game that's all about the chateau.
Sam.
Come on, Sam.
Trois, I was going to say.
Fiona.
Okay, yeah, on, Fiona.
Castles of Burgundy.
It is Castles of Burgundy.
And the connection?
And Fiona's got the connection, yeah?
Colours.
Yes, correct, entirely.
Colours?
Yeah, they all
Burgundy,
have colours in their
Rouge, fight. Gold.
I'm no good at colours.
I'm colourblind. So yeah. Lovely job. So that was that's pretty much the end of the quiz.
Just getting into it. Just as well, because I think Fiona was going to start really mincing us.
She was starting to take you apart. So the
get invited back.
always. So Fiona, of all the games that have come up in the quiz, which one is your favourite?
Ooh, I've written them all down. I'm looking. I've only played it once, but I think Viticulture will eventually become one of my favourites.
Oh, Viticulture.
Yeah.
So for people who don't know, that's a kind of really clever worker placement game that basically you're in charge of a vineyard and you have to sort of plant vines, pick grapes, and then sort of age and make them into wine and then age them and then sell them. And it's very good. It's a really, really clever game from Stonemaier Games. It's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Joel?
We only picked it up at the UK Games Expo, so.
Oh, well, yeah. I've had that for a long time. I think I first played it with you, Joel, didn't I?
Yeah. It's been a while since we played it.
Well, you stopped playing with me because I kept on somehow just... You'd be miles in the lead and I'd somehow pull something out of my
Moving
bottom.
On swiftly, my favourite game is... actually, the one with the bag building I like. I like all three of the bag builders that you said about.
Go on.
Yeah.
Oh, the dog.
Yeah, sorry.
Come on, get on with it.
Come on.
You like the three bag builders?
The three bag builders, but I think Orleans Village.
Yeah, so Orleans Village. Got the last bag. Oh, automobiles, wasn't it? Mm. And Orleans is your best. Yeah, so that's your kind of classic bag builder. That's probably one of my favourite as well. I do like that one. Sam, did you have anything in particular that you...
I'm trying to remember the games that came up, in honesty. I liked Euphoria. It was nice, but no one else in my group seemed to like it very much, so I got rid of it. What else came up? I can't even think now.
King Domino?
I do like King Domino. I know that Joel, as reigning Southwest champion, doesn't like it at all, but I enjoy King Domino.
Southwest champion. He's got the giant red meeple to prove it.
I can't think what else. So, yeah, from that list. I'm more interested in Fiona's top 10. I quite like most of her top 10. So.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad one of you does.
Yeah.
Are you happy for a chat about it, Fiona? Is that all right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. What are you picking? So looking at Fiona's top 10, we've got number 10, which is Takanoko. Number 9, Gloomhaven. Number 8, Cottage Garden. Number 7, Azul. Number 6, Kitchen Rush. Number 5, Clans of Caledonia. Number 4, Pulsar 2849. Number 3, Wasteland Express Delivery Service. Number 2, XCOM, the board game. And number 1, Terraforming Mars.
Two of those are in my top 10 as well.
Which two?
Which ones?
Takanoko and Azul.
Cool.
Yeah.
I do love Takanoko.
It's just, we played it again last well, about a week ago, just to check that it still deserved to be there. It's just lovely.
It's the fact that it's got the good combination of simple to learn but still quite tactical gameplay, and it's got great table presence as well. That's what I always like, a game that looks the business on the table as well as plays really nicely.
And Fiona, have you played Raids?
We did get a chance at the UK Games Expo, yeah.
Because that's the one that people sort of have been describing as sort of a similar, it's a Viking theme, but with a similar sort of game mechanic to Takenoko. Oh, no, no.
No, you're
sorry.
Forgetting the wrong one.
I'm thinking of Takedo, am I?
Takedo, yeah.
Takenoko is the one with the pandas.
It's kind of,
Yes. And Takedo's the one with the sushi and the zen.
Nothing like Raids.
Raids is kind of, yes, Takedo and Jamaica rammed together in a way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I just got my T's mixed up.
How far you got through with Gloomhaven?
I think we're about 12 games in, so we're not very far given how big Gloomhaven is.
Way further than me and Joel at the moment.
Yeah. I think we need to ditch the other two, Sam, and just play on our own.
Oh, it's getting a bit crazy. I'm going to have to start thinking about doing something.
Yeah, that is the good thing about there being the two of us. We can get through campaign games.
There's four different parties, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So trying to organise four people to meet on the same day is just... We haven't played since last September.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, we only got in on the second Kickstarter, so ours only arrived February, March time. So
That was fresh. Well, so I've been playing a campaign of Gloomhaven with my wife, and we got about six or seven games in, and I don't know if we were doing something wrong, but it was a little bit too easy. We found first of all, and then it also just was. I found it very repetitive. I found the combat frustratingly easy. Like, it didn't seem to matter really what was about. You could sort of, like, the fact that kind of ranged attacks could sort of always seem to hit people, and there wasn't really any tactics to positioning and stuff like that. I found a lot of the problem. It felt a lot like a button basher from like my days of computer gaming, when you just sort of sit there repeatedly pressing your buttons. But I don't hate it. I've enjoyed playing it, but we've not been able to motivate ourselves to get it sort of back onto the table recently, actually, because we've kind of just felt every mission kind of felt the same. We're kind of doing the same thing.
Everyone seems to suggest that you play a certain number, and everyone's kind of thinking, yeah, it's good, it's okay, I like it, it's good. But then it sounds like everyone's got this point where it tips over from the it's good to, oh my god, this is great. I'm always interested at what point that happens. And it seems like it's maybe about a third the way into the game, or a quarter of the way into the game. So it's kind of like, I think I'm guessing it's probably when you first retire a character, because that's when the stronger narrative part kind of kicks in, I'm guessing. But obviously we're all trying to avoid spoilers and things, so.
No, I'm kind of desperate to retire our characters because Amy's a miniature painter, and so far we've only been able to paint our two characters.
Yeah.
We don't want to get spoilers for the rest, but as soon as we kill someone off, we can paint more.
Which two characters are you using?
I don't know, because we have stupid names for them.
Steve and Bob.
As the little sort of rat guy.
We
call him Headache because he's holding onto his head. and I'm playing as the Inoxed, who we call Skull Knees, because he has skulls on his knees.
I've got the Tinkerer. That's not the rat guy, is it?
No.
I don't know. That's Amy's character, the rat.
No, the rat is the Mind Thief.
Yes, you're right.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, no, he's not in our game then. Unless is that Eddie's? I don't know. Maybe. I'm playing the crazy one that basically whenever he does a ranged attack, it kills everybody around him, including his friends. So that's quite fun.
Yeah, we've made a few mistakes like that, haven't we? It's like, I'm just going to do this. No, Sam, don't do it. You get it. Oh, he's done it.
Yeah, I was the Inox Brute. That's what I'm playing through at the moment. And he's just massively powerful.
Yeah.
I managed to tee it up, so I managed to fell a boss in one swipe. And I was like, well, that's a bit too easy.
I always would like to play as the tank in the game. So.
That's what I thought the Rolf was, whatever he's called. Craghart, that's right.
But Craghart's not quite as tanky as the...
No, he's not.
He's a bit more magical.
Sort of weird, isn't he? So it's like he's got an area effect kind of thing going on, which is kind of... in the last game we played, I think I started kind of getting used to how best to use that character. So yeah, it's good. I'm looking forward to getting back to it. And now I've got the nice big kind of I've got the LaserOx game insert for the box now, so it's all nicely organized for the first time.
Yeah,
so it won't take like forever to set up now.
That is the massive downside of Gloomhaven. Every game takes forever to set up and break down.
I love the fact that they had, like, at the bottom of the box, it's like he kind of got bored of designing an insert, because the bottom of the box was, like, just that nice tray. I know what you were going to say. or what you were worried I was going to say. the plastic box thing they put in the bottom, and it's got all the little bits in. You think, oh, that's quite a nice vacuum-formed insert thing. And then... and then it's like he gave up on thinking of how to store the rest of it. Oh, I'll just chuck it all in there.
Chuck it.
It's just insane. So, yeah, it took me about 4 hours to set up the game insert thing, but it's well worth it in the end. Or yeah, it will be when we play it again, finally.
We went for a folded space one at the UK Games Expo, which was really quite quick to assemble and a little bit cheaper than most.
Yeah, that's the, I can't remember what they call it now, the board stuff, isn't it? Like the foam.
Yeah, like
board.
Styrofoam.
Yeah.
No, that's the wrong word. But
yeah, I know what you mean, yeah. I've got the Istanbul insert in a box still, which I've got to put together. It arrived after I started my extension to the house, so I've got no chance of putting that together until I've got my house finished. But yeah, I'm looking forward to putting that together as well.
I like how Sam's gone kind of secret covert. With his
it's dark now, you see. Yeah.
Looks like something off the Avengers first movie at the end when they're talking to Nick Fury. There he is!
And also, I noticed at number six, Fury, you got
You've
kitchen.
Wait to
kitchen
find
rush.
Yourself in a dark room.
Very good. You haven't even seen it, have you, Sam?
No.
Have you seen that? Have you been to this show, Fiona?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The dark room.
Oh, what?
You've not been to
the dark room?
No.
Literally the funniest show I think I've ever been to. My face hurt at the end of that. He is brilliant.
Too busy demoing games to go to shows.
Oh, we were late Saturday night. Was it Saturday or Friday? Friday.
Yeah. And also number six, Kitchen Rush. That's quite a good fun real-time game, Fiona.
Yeah, I mean, some people find real-time games pretty stressful, but we really enjoy them. You get quite a lot of game in a pretty short space of time. So obviously Kitchen Rush is a bit like a board game version of Overcooked, rushing around the kitchen trying to create all of the orders for your customers. It's just one of the most cooperative games that you can play. You cannot play that game without communicating really well with each other. You can't tell people what to do because you're too busy rushing around. So there's no quarterbacking. It's all about just really good cooperation. And it's all done in 12 minutes, three rounds of 4 minutes. It's pretty crazy how much game you get in that time.
Yeah, that's what I love about it.
Sorry, I was going to say I played it for the first time. We played two rounds of it at the expo. I played it with Nick, one of our guys. And he used to work as a chef, and he said he will never play that game again because it emulates restaurant work too well.
It's too close.
So he said he just found it far too stressful playing the game, and he thought it was really clever, but he would never play it.
So. Our review game this week is actually A Tale of Pirates, which is a similar mechanic, but you're set on a pirate ship with a big 3D pirate board. And it's got an app driving it as well, so sort of throwing the craziness at you as you try and fight off pirate ships by shooting cannons. And that style of game really appeals.
Yeah, and it's good fun, isn't it? And we saw that one at Essen, didn't we, Joel? And they had like a full, like, massive board, like a massive, like, wooden pirate ship that you could play with, like, massive pieces. And that was, like, was quite good fun. That was good. And also XCOM. So, that is a game that I have wanted to try and been tempted to get for a long, long time. It's your number two, which is actually almost going to make me go out and buy it, because I love a real-time game and I bloody love XCOM. That was one of my most favourite computer games.
I had it. I had it when it first came out.
One of the things to bear in mind.
Why did we not play it?
XCOM.
I don't think you were around in my life then, Lewis.
I think I was. I remember when XCOM came out.
It's thematically XCOM, but don't think it's XCOM the board game. It's not necessarily an emulation of the video game as a board game.
I wouldn't know. I've never played the video game. That's not why I like it. I'm not a video gamer.
So good. You have to. No, yeah, I'm not a particular video gamer, but this is the exception that everyone has to make.
I think it's said that it's like because XCOM itself is kind of like the more shooty aliens, whereas XCOM, the board game, is more like the people commanding the people in the video game.
Yeah.
So you're making the tactical and strategic decisions to tell people where to go to do whatever. And in the video game, is it Level 7 Omega Protocol or something like that? It's one of those types of games that's more like XCOM, the video game, the board game.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. But that said, I think a lot of people that like XCOM as a theme still really enjoy the board game for the same reasons.
Well, I love the kind of organization part of the computer game as much as I love the actual missions. I think I should just get that game. That's what I've discovered. And surely, I mean, it's kind of fallen out of favor with a few people, so there must be a few secondhand copies knocking about.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Go hunting that down. You've inspired me, Fiona.
Well, I think it speaks a lot that I don't even like the theme. And yet it's still my number two board game.
Yeah,
it's that good. I mean, we play that game and time just disappears. Like, you finish and where has 2 hours gone? It's just a great one.
I do love XCOM. You've inspired me. You are going to have to find it now. Track it down.
Collect my check from Fantasy Flight.
Wasteland Express delivery service, Fiona. That's one I want to try. How's that?
Wasteland Express kind of was the first game that made me realise that I love pick up and deliver. Mm. So again, the theme, I'm not really a fan of. You know, I don't care about theme in board games. I know it's not a popular opinion, but I really just care about the mechanisms. So
I agree with you. Actually, I'm more about mechanism, but theme is important as well. I've noticed recently, certainly something like photosynthesis was when I really realised that actually theme impacted quite a lot as well. Sorry, carry on about.
That said, Wasteland Express also hits the table a lot because it looks fantastic. I definitely enjoy games that are well produced and look great and really evoke their theme, but I wouldn't go into a game without like the theme of it. You know what I mean? With Wasteland Express, it's just the pick up and deliver, the fact that I've got my own goals as well as some common goals on the table. So there's some secretive goals and some common goals. And it's just in these really nice bite-sized chunks of, you know, maybe I need to execute 5 actions in order and achieve all of that to achieve a certain objective and then reassess the board state, think again about how I can most economically do the next thing. It really rewards doing things in the leanest way possible. If you waste time upgrading your car to be a bigger car with more space and then don't end up using it, you've probably lost the game. It's just tight.
Tight efficiency. Love a good tight efficiency model.
That's thrilling.
That sounds slightly weird. Game. Do you want to try and rephrase that a bit better?
I love Power Grid.
In the words of Duncan Bannatyne, I'm out.
That means I'm out. Bro, fantastic. Right, I guess we should probably wrap it up, should we? Does anyone else have any burning things they would like to comment or say?
I should have said the one game. I just realised some of the other games that were in that quiz, and you said, which game do I like the most out of all the answers? Istanbul! And I didn't get to talk about it in the last podcast, but everyone should check out the Istanbul iOS app. It's not perfect yet, but it's pretty damn close. It's very, very good. If you're a fan of Istanbul, it's a very good conversion. So there you go. That's it.
Mm.
Did I give you your guys' final scores? That's the question.
Yes.
Well, we know Fiona won, so that's all that matters.
We know the important thing.
Well, let me just buzz through it. In third place, we have Joel on 7 points. In second place, we have Sam on 12 points, but out in the lead with a commanding 16 points. It's Fiona.
Yeah. Whooped.
Did get schooled.
Thank you very much for organising some rubbish opposition.
That's what we do best.
Oh, dear.
I thought Sam was going to challenge you for a minute, and then he fell apart.
Fell away.
Yeah.
Considering I scored more points than Joel did in the first round alone. Sorry, Joe.
He was throwing out bonus points willy-nilly, wasn't he?
He's got his Godfather hat on now.
You did much better in the second question, Joel, and you've got one of the all for one, whatever.
Yeah.
You were covered, but it was a tragic start. I think you got 1 out of 5 in that first start. That was. Yeah.
It's like that. It's like that video of the school, or the high. The college hurdles race. You see that? It's a video of a hurdles race. It's like a fail video, and the gun goes, and all the girls set off, but apart from one who basically just trips on her own foot, just falls flat on her face right off the line.
Thanks, Sam. Clear out your desk.
I'd like to have a desk first.
So that's the end of our first Devon Dice Disconnects quiz episode. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did making it for you. Please let us know what you think. We're planning on a couple more and then seeing if people enjoy it or not. And if you do, please let us know so we can carry them on. You can Twitter us at Devon Dice UK and follow us for the latest in gaming reviews, videos, and of course our podcast. And as always, a big thank you to our show sponsor, meeplescorner.co.uk. But for now, it's time to say goodbye from
us.
Hi, everybody.
Let's start again.
Am I late for the show? No.
But for now, it's time to say goodbye from
me, Joel Wright.
Me, Sam Freeman.
And a special thank you to our delightful, honoured guest, Fiona from the Game Shelf.
Thank you very much for having me.
Been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks for beating us senseless in a quiz.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me beat you.
And I've been your quiz host, Lewis Jones. Don't worry, your normal podcast schedule will resume. Thank you so much for joining us.
Goodbye.
Job, get the bloody script up, will you, for goodness sake?
What? It's your show!
Your bloody, I know, and I've written you a part in the bloody script. Oh. Now read it.
Oh, I didn't realise. Oh, yeah.
We'll try again.
We're such a professional outfit.
Oh, my God. Why did I
didn't realise he'd gone in that depth.
This bloody script. You don't even look at it.
No,
this monkey could do a podcast.
That is true. And I've been your quiz host, Lewis Jones. I'm too excited now to get back to it. I'm weird. And I've been your quiz host, Lewis Jones. Don't worry, your normal podcast schedule will now resume. Thank you so much for joining us.
And remember, it's your turn.
You're going to have to let me say that sometime.
No.
I mean, that's not what I said. It was fucking quick.
Oh, God. Let's just end this.
Unbelievable. Why did I bother? Why not? See what I'm working with, Fiona. Amateurs. I
give you a hey.
You're gone.
You should be trying to. I'm usually in control. And it's just been so weird.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's why I put this thing at the end.
Because
you're not when I was doing it. That's why I added it. Oh, my God. I don't know why I bother.
I'm too busy trying to identify what Fiona's actually drinking on that beer label.
Yeah.
Salamander.
Ooh.
I kind of wish I did read the script now, because it would have said, thank you, everyone. I've been Joel Wright.
Yeah.
There
you go. Yeah. Never mind.
Yeah.
There's always next week to be professional about it.
Yeah, possibly. Joel, just do that last bit again and we can cut it in, because... just gonna
what? And remember, it's your turn.
You're gonna have to let me say that sometime. Boom, that's a much better ending. That's how I wrote it.
That's just gonna be in outtakes.
You do love your outtakes.
Mike don't.
No, Mike does not love your outtakes.
He's far too professional. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's it. He's a complete professional.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Did people like the quiz? Is that a good quiz?
Yeah, it was good fun.
Needed some reverse a game in it.
What was that, Joel?
Needed some reverse a game in it.
Bloody reverse a game. This is a serious quiz show, Joel.
So was reverse
notes and everything. I took this very seriously.
Oh, look at that. Notes and everything.
Look at that. That's how to put you down.
Just some tips for next time.
I'd be rubbish at this because I'd know the game and I'd just spend the whole time going, oh, it's that one with that thing and that place. And then Sam would just jump in and go, that's the name is this one. I'm like, shut up, Sam. It's like Christmas episode all over again.
Yeah, I just can't do it on my own questions. That's the only problem.
Yeah, yeah.